What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Remember the Titan Fantasy Football League. I'm your host, Chip Setterfield, joined by the man who could finally make it, Brian
Yeah, the absentee father, if you will.
Wolf.
Yeah, no, it's nice to be back. I'm glad you guys were able to hold it down, but yeah, it just feels good to be back. I'm happy to let out all my sorrows for everyone to hear at this point.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you back. Chris was so ensconced by you, but he didn't come back. He had
I
to.
know.
We actually just couldn't reach him. I don't know. He hasn't texted me. He sent me an Instagram reel, but hasn't texted all week. I tried calling like 3 times. Just can't get a hold of the kid. So this is when I gotta record. We gotta knock it out now. So
Yeah.
here we go without him. And now some news from the league. Waivers ran, and Wolfie, you got Brandon Cooks over Holden. You paid up for him. Andrew put nothing on him. Did you pay 13?
Yeah, lucky number.
Yikes. You also picked up your tried and true, your one true love, Matthew Stafford.
The not true love, the only good option this week on waivers.
Yeah, that's true. The quarterbacks are a little thin out
Oh
there.
yeah.
Allie spent up on Justice Hill against no one. Owen got Jerick McKinnon. Holden got Jalen Guyton. And I picked up Luke Musgrave. After waivers ran, I picked up Ty Chandler. And Chris picked up the Washington DST. Can't be bothered to be on the podcast, but you can pick up a defense. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I kind of shocked that Ty Chandler went without any pickup this week.
No, I know. I know. I couldn't believe it. I like looked at waivers this morning. I was like, wait, Ty Chandler's like a good 1 week rental. Well, I'll just snag him then because he should not be on the waiver wire.
Yeah, I mean, I personally didn't need a running back fill-in this week, but there are plenty of people that did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I did not either, but I will hold on to him. If somebody wants to trade or pay me fab for him, that's fine. But I gotta make some trade offers. Maybe I play Ty Chandler this week.
Yeah.
Maybe I move a running back and play Ty Chandler. But yeah, anyway, we don't know Chris's waiver of the week, so I'm just going to pretend to be Chris. Is that something?
Yeah, I mean, you're related to him, so.
Okay. All right, let me get in the mind space. I'm sleepy. I just went
Thank you.
lifting. I have a little bit of pre-workout in me, but it's not. I got my blender bottle full of creatine or whatever it is. I don't know.
Yeah, that checks out.
Can't be chips. Can't be chips, 'cause chips dumb. Gonna have to give it to Holden getting Jalen Guyton. Have I ever heard of Jalen Guyton before? No, but that's my waiver of the week because everyone else is stupid.
Yeah, I mean, if I were to close my eyes, I wouldn't have been able to tell it was you.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Did it slightly sound like that one guy from Arrested Development?
Oh yeah. Chris is definitely like breathy with his voice and
Yeah,
stuff.
little too much Will Arnett, I think.
Yeah.
But I'll work on it. I feel like I could have that down. And then we could just cut him out completely, and I could play two parts in the podcast.
You have been replaced by Chip Sutterfield.
Yeah, sorry. I know I already have one speaking role, but here we are.
Times are tough. We had to make pay cuts.
And for the bit this week, we're going to do a little bit of analysis for the 4-6 teams. There are currently 5 teams tied at 4-6, which means there are 5 teams tied for 8th spot, the final playoff spot. Now, there's some teams only a game up. There's a couple of 500 teams. So, really, we did the math before this segment, and there's about 9 teams hustling for like 4 playoff spots. So,
Yeah, still wide open.
wide open. There's a lot of drama going on. AB, sorry to say, I don't think I don't think you're in it, and I think anyone who is decently above 500 is just kind of a lock. So
Yeah.
I think Mitch is maybe the fourth playoff spot. I don't remember, but like I think the top four are pretty much locked.
Yeah, you got Ethan, Owen, Allie, and Mitch.
Okay, yeah, Mitch is like 6th and 4 or something like that. Like I think he's pretty safe. So great. So tied at 4 and 6. We have me, Tony, Brandon, Chris, and Tim. We can let's just start with mine. We'll go down the list as I wrote them, in
Sure.
no particular order, but I did write myself first because I think about myself. I think my team is a little wily every week. I'm hurt by Deshaun Watson going out. Him being done for the season hurts Cooper Kupp, but maybe
Amari
they'll.
Cooper.
Oh yes, Amari Cooper. Did I say Cooper Kupp?
Yes. I mean,
Does
well, he had one of the coop. He had the last name, right?
yeah, cause something like that. I mean, Cooper Kupp, not as affected, but maybe like emotionally affected. No, but Deshaun Watson gone for the season. Amari Cooper hopefully is hyper targeted by the backups, but we've seen both of them play, and neither of them like did. So I don't know. He might be only a useful flex going forward, which would hurt a little bit. I thought he was gonna be like a decent, like low end wide receiver one, high end
Yeah.
wide receiver two, and I think he'll like be a low end wide receiver two, honestly.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if DTR can't get it done, I guess they'll throw in PJ Walker or whatever walking skeleton of a quarterback is out on waiver still. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens with Cooper. As a Browns fan, I'm not feeling overly optimistic about Cooper's chances at deep bombs from either one of those guys.
Yeah, let's get Alex Smith back up in here. What is he up
Oh,
to?
yeah. He's just healing up his, broken ass femur or whatever it was,
No,
tibula, whatever that.
he rehabbed. He got back in.
Yeah, that's true. All right, I'll give you my little analysis on your team. I mean, I'm gonna kind of keep it from the. I think we did this bit 2 weeks ago. We talked about teams we thought would slip in. Yeah, I still won't change my stance. You have a solid team, and your schedule is a cakewalk the rest of the season. So. Barring, I don't know, barring any more injuries happen or setbacks happen to your team other than Amari Cooper, I think you should be pretty solid moving forward unless you drop one or two of those cakewalk games, which like yours truly just did. So it can happen. Don't sleep on them.
It can definitely happen. I'm hoping it doesn't though. Speaking of cakewalk teams that I have taken down, Tony Miller. I played him last week. Wasn't the best showing. It's in my opinion, it's Tony Pollard. Tony is getting hurt by Tony. Tony Pollard's
Throw me
been,
on Tony Violence.
yeah, a classic. Classic. That's one of the story things, man versus man versus God, man versus self, Tony versus Tony. It's a classic tale as old as time, but I think Tony Pollard's been wildly disappointing this season,
Oh, yeah.
and I don't know. The Cowboys have been up, they've been down, they don't, just don't seem to use him. I don't know what's going on. So I would try to move him on name value. He's still projected like 12 every week, so like he's a RB1 projected, but I
Yeah,
don't know.
I mean he's a decent person to put out there to dangle as a little carrot for someone who's in desperation for some running backs right now, which we will go over maybe some of those teams in the preceding moments here. But Tony, yeah. Oh boy, he was one of my defeats 2 weeks ago because of the goddamn Chargers putting up 30 from their DST. Had that game locked. Had it just in the bag. 25 up with only the DST to face. And yep, now it happened. So he's gotten some good wins as of recently. He's lucked into a few, but I don't know. Right now he's rolling out a not full roster. I don't know if he's gonna fix it. There's really not much out there to fix it with. And if he's just gonna kind of pull the Mitch strat and not do anything with his team the rest of the season. I don't know. he might just quietly slip out of the running here. I'm not liking his chances if he just keeps it status quo.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping he keeps it status quo this week. Although he does seem to check in late in the week and like actually set a real lineup, so we'll see if he
That's
does
true.
that this week. I did what I did last week and picked up where I thought my opponent was struggling. I picked up the only tight end on waivers that I would have been okay playing in Luke Musgrave, so hoping that bites him in the ass. Although it didn't bite Brandon in the ass. He picked up Keaton Mitchell and Kid's Electric for like no reason.
Yeah.
And what a transition. The next 4-6 team, patting myself on the back for that, is Brandon. My analysis is that he has some injuries that are hampering him, but he has Rashid Shaheed and David Njoku. So he did have the Browns quarterback, and he did have Michael Thomas. I mean, Deshaun Watson being out for the year obviously hurts him because he now has to start a shittier quarterback. But I don't know, Rashid Shaheed, I think we'll see a decent amount of targets once Carr is back going forward, and David Njoku may just, you said it when we were talking about it beforehand, he might just get peppered with targets because of the rookie quarterback. So I'm actually thinking Brandon could be a little spicy, but I don't know. He's also suffering from injuries, and I took him down a couple weeks ago, so his team can't be that good.
Yeah, I mean, my biggest, let's see here, let me open his team back up. Yeah, my biggest gripe with his team, like you said, is just the injuries and just, I don't know. He's got big names that are doing small things this year. Like Derrick Henry, basically a wash. DeAndre Swift, yeah, he had a good start to his season. He's had some blow-up games in there, but nothing as of late. Devontae Adams, I have no idea. Their quarterback situation is abysmal. DK Metcalf never got it going to begin with. Like, that leaves what? Keaton Mitchell? Jared Goff, I guess?
Yeah.
You really can't base the team off of those two guys.
No,
Brandon,
probably
make,
not.
Make some trades, dude. Use those names to your advantage and get someone who's actually good.
Yeah, I do think Keaton Mitchell's spicy. I think you could maybe either, if no one believes in him, hold on to him, make him a flex play, or like trade him on his electricity. He looks like Achan Light out there.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
could probably even move Derrick Henry. People still buy that name. People still buy the, oh well, he's been good for 80 years now. Why would he be bad now? Like, he's got names. He's got the name value of a lot of his players that could work to his advantage.
That's true. That is very true. Get on it, Brando. Moving on, another 4-6 team. We have Christopher. I actually really like Chris's team. It's finally kind of gotten healthy, and I think it could be pretty spicy in the interim. I don't love Geno at quarterback. He's looking like what we thought he was before last year. Last year he was electric. This year he looks very fallible. But he has Dobbs. It's Josh Dobbs. And if you can put Josh Dobbs in with a stack on Addison until Justin Jefferson gets back, I think that stack might be just very good. I mean, it would have been better if he had the tight end there, because Josh Dobbs loves throwing to the tight end. But Jordan Addison might be useful. And also Kamara. Like, dude, I would trade for Kamara in a heartbeat. I actually like him a lot. So
yeah. Oh, I forgot he got Kamara from Tim. I forgot that trade happened. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I know I was giving Chris shit 2 weeks ago, but actually I do like his team. Pretty solid all-around roster right now. And honestly, at this point, looking at Allie's team this week, she's already projected to lose to him with a full lineup, and she doesn't really have anyone else to scoot on in there to improve her chances. He might come out with a win from against a very good team this week, and that might just be the push he needs. If he can get over that hump, beat that juggernaut of a team, and just kind of coast into the playoffs, like, there's a There's a way that he can do it. There's a window this year.
Love that. Love that. Hope that works for him. Or maybe
I mean, I
I'll
don't,
trade
but
Alia. What if I trade Alia running back just to fuck with Chris? I might do that. Okay, anyway. Moving on to the final 4 and 6 team. We got Timbo Slice himself. We got Tim. Yeah. He honestly, I thought his team would be, I thought he would have a better record. Like, him being at 4 and 6 is kind of surprising to me, because I feel like he got some decent wins early. Hasn't gotten any wins lately, but his team's gotten healthy here. So that's kind of confusing. But, he has some older, like, stalwart names that might just carry him into the playoffs anyway. He has Tyreek Hill and Cooper Kupp as his wide receiver 1 and 2. And he picks between Burrow and Lamar at quarterback every week. Like, Raheem Mostert is amazing for no reason this season. Like, I don't know, dude. I think Tim has a very scary team, and I'm surprised he's 4 and 6.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we started out the year, I was the highest on Tim, but only at 500, so, or only in like a, I think, 8th place or something like that. So, I mean, he's doing about as well as any of us had thought, maybe surpassing your and Chris's expectations. But yeah, I mean, I think kind of what did him in is his slow start, because most of his players were either injured or just suspended. And then the week Kamara comes back, he trades him away for some reason. I really didn't understand why he gave up on Kamara so early. But I mean, his team is dirty. If they can all pop the same week, he should be fine. But my biggest worry is like his last 2 weeks here. So week 13 and 14, he's got to go up against Ethan and Allie. And at that point, both of those teams have all their players back. It's he's got to win these next 2 weeks and hope that he can split the last two. I don't know. It's gonna be tough for him to kind of keep his 4 and 6 eighth place spot right now.
Yeah, I do. I do like that you're taking into account people's schedules. Like, I'm. That is not something I think about other than myself, and basically, it's just like what's happening next week. I'm loving the breakdown of schedules. So, if you're gonna pick one of these teams to make the playoffs, get that eighth spot, it finishes next week. Who you got?
I'm still looking at your team.
Oh,
team
yeah,
is solid,
dude.
And your schedule is just strength of schedule. You have by far the easiest out of those five guys. So
yeah, dude, call me Ohio State. I mean, you always say it. I gotta bet on myself here. I gotta pick my own team. If I was gonna pick a second team, like, I do really like Chris and Tim's teams. I think Brandon like is a trade or two away from being scary. Tony's also a trade or two away from being scary, but also like isn't paying attention. So
yeah, neither one. When have Tony and Brandon ever been involved in trades? Just think about that.
That's true. That's true. Although Brandon has been texting me about football, so I think he's at least plugged in. We'll see if he makes a move or not.
Yeah, he's got the waivers, and that's about it.
Good luck. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Wolfie, Ian, any words of wisdom for the way out?
Yeah. Waivers are dog shit right now, guys. I'm going to be honest with you.
Wow.
Go for those trades. Really, really push for these trades here. We got, I think, a couple weeks until the trade deadline. So a couple weeks to make some money moves here and maybe better your team for the playoff push if you're in that spot. So, yeah, stay diligent and kick every tire that you need to, because you sure as shit know I'm going to be.
Hell yeah. Chris, you want to say bye?
Yeah, guys. I think we had a really good podcast this week. I think the bit was really good. I'm really glad we were able to all three come together this week to get on the pod. So hopefully we'll continue that for next week.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. You're the MVP.
Yep.